You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Today on NFL Fantasy Live, the Colts and Texans went toe-to-toe Thursday night in an AFC South shootout. We got all the highlights and analysis from Houston. Plus, we'll go position by position to give you our list of must-starts for Week 6. You won't believe which gunslinger is cracking our list. And Adam Rank dishes out all his dislikes and his likes. We'll do them in, well, whichever order for the week. See which players get the dreaded thumbs down for this Sunday. NFL Fantasy Live, presented by Bose, starts now. Welcome to NFL Fantasy Live, the official fantasy football show of the NFL. Matt Money Smith here with Akbar Baja Biamila and Fantasy Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano. Remember, you can always tweet the show at NFL Fantasy. One word. We'll get to the Thursday night highlights in just a few minutes. And I said dislike like instead of like dislike there for Adam Rank. And maybe I'm just a glass half empty kind of guy. So I put
you
the
don't
dislike
say.
First. Let's give the people what they want. We had some big production on Thursday night. Andrew Luck for a quarterback, Arian Foster for a running back, and T.Y. Hilton for a wide receiver. So, guys, can you envision anybody scoring more points than we saw from those three last night?
That's going Peyton Manning, right? Yeah. Peyton Manning going
against
back to the place where it all went wrong against the Seattle Seahawks. But he's not playing the Seahawks this week. He's playing the New York Jets, one of the worst pass defenses in the National Football League. Peyton's averaging almost 400 passing yards in his last three games. The Jets giving up the fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. I'm going.
You going 30 burger?
Peyton Manning. Why not? We'll go 30 burger.
30 burger. All
right. Let's
do it. How about it, Akbar? He took Peyton Manning off the table. What are you doing?
I'm going to go a little bolder. I'm going to go LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy, he's been, we've been desperate. We've been desperate to see a big game, and we haven't seen that from LeSean McCoy. And I know that that offensive line, I mean, they're just not the same. I mean, they've been beat up. They've been gone through the whole switches. But LeSean McCoy, I think you like to say this, Fabs, and I don't know that I've ever said this before. He's owed a big one. Yeah. He needs a big one.
If
you owe
that to your fantasy owner. If it's week two and we're going into week three, I might feel like he's owed one, but I'm a little worried.
I think
here,
he has a great opportunity in this matchup against the New York Giants, you know, to be able to separate and have a big game.
You know what tweets I'm getting? Do I start LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
It's insane, and it's a viable question right now.
This is very reminiscent of a couple years ago with Chris Johnson.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Do I start? And by the end of that season, people started benching Chris Johnson, and rightfully so. He was not producing. All right, for more, let's throw it over to Marcus and Adam with all the latest headlines.
Thank you, Money. I am NFL.com fantasy editor Marcus Grant here alongside the fantasy maverick Adam Rank. We're getting you caught up with all the news and notes from around the NFL. We will start in Cincinnati, where Pro Bowler A.J. Green is unlikely to play on Sunday, per Ian Rappaport. Green was carted off the field Wednesday after re-aggravating a toe injury, was seen Friday at practice wearing a boot. Rank, at this point, is it worth maybe taking a chance on Brandon Tate this week?
Maybe. I mean, it's one of those situations where I would look the other way, possibly. I don't know that I'm not digging that. The one thing that really hurts here, though, it looks like the running game is the one that could be impacted the most. All of us playing Giovanni Bernard or perhaps playing Jeremy Hill as a deep flex, because they can't play, they don't have to play two high safeties. They can roll one of those guys down. That could really impact the running game. So if you got Gio Bernard, that could be real dicey.
Yeah, also interesting to see what happens with Mohamed Sanu if there's no A.J. Green on the other side
Certainly.
To draw coverage there. Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson hasn't practiced all week. Megatron is dealing with an ankle injury, and Coach Jim Caldwell mentioned earlier this week that he will consider resting Johnson so that he can heal up. If Megatron is out Sunday, sort of like with A.J. Green, is this a good thing for Golden Tate?
Golden Tate's best games have come with Calvin Johnson on the other side playing that decoy role, and you look at it, and it's kind of tough to just imagine. It's not like he's just going to go out and assume all that production. I mean, Calvin Johnson was one of the biggest stars out there. So, Golden Tate, again, it's going to be a little bit dicey because now the coverage can roll his way, especially if the Lions don't have a running attack to go out and make them respect it.
Yeah, even 75% of Calvin Johnson's better than 100% of a lot of guys in this league.
True.
Staying with the Lions, running back Reggie Bush hasn't practiced all week because of an ankle injury. Meanwhile, Joique Bell was a full participant in practice both Wednesday and Thursday. Bell's still working his way through the concussion protocol. So, Rank, if Reggie Bush misses this game and Joique Bell gets the start, is it worth plugging Bell into your lineup?
Absolutely. I was very excited about Bell heading into the season. He was a top 15 running back last season, so figured he could come out and have some production. But you know what? Of course, he's battling through the injuries right now. But him all by himself, him doing the solo act, I kind of think it's not quite Sammy Hagar leaving Van Halen, but it's still pretty good. And I look at some of the teams that I have where I went with the zero running back philosophy, and Joique Bell figured prominently in a lot of those teams. So if he's back, I'm starting him, and I'm kind of happy about it.
Dude, I never thought we'd get a Sammy Hagar reference.
Really? Knowing me, at some point.
I forgot who I'm standing next to. Jacksonville has ruled out running back Toby Gerhart for Sunday's game against the Titans after aggravating a foot injury in practice this week. Head coach Gus Bradley said he'd name a starting running back later today. Look, at this point, you probably don't have Toby Gerhart in your starting lineup. You got problems. But if anything, what are we taking away from this league?
Do I have Toby even on my roster anymore? He seems pretty prime candidate to drop there. I like Storm. I'm going to go all in on Storm. Why not? Like, look, we've seen the other guys, what they can do or what they can't do. Todman, he was so great that they went out and signed Toby Gerhart. Denard Robinson's averaged about 3 yards per attempt. So neither one of these guys are viable options. But Storm, he's my guy.
Storm Johnson.
He is my guy.
Bringing the thunder.
Go pick him up right now.
Bringing the thunder.
Pause the show right now. Go pick him up. All right, welcome back. Glad you were able to go out and pick him up.
Hey, look at that. Speaking of pausing, be sure to set your DVRs for our late airing of NFL Fantasy Live for all the latest injury news and updates for your roster. Tune in at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific right here on NFL Network. For more now, throw it back to Money and the Guys.
All right, thank you, guys. Andrew Luck and the Colts took on the Texans Thursday night in Houston. Let's get to the highlights. Certainly, we were hoping for a competitive game on Thursday Night Football, and boy, did we get one. Andrew Luck, perhaps the MVP of the league this season. J.J. Watt, perhaps the MVP of the league this season. Colts come out on fire. Already up 10-0. Second and goal. Ahmad Bradshaw does the rest for the 5-yard score. That made it 17-0 Colts in the first quarter. And we were like, oh boy. And here we go. End of the first quarter again. Oh boy. 24-0. At the end of the first quarter, Luck finishes with nearly 25 fantasy points, but the Texans would turn things around. How about Ryan Fitzpatrick? What a great grab by Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, he never scores touchdowns either.
24-7 now. This is still first half, and Arian Foster, who would have a big night, runs it in from 2 yards out.
Thank you very much.
26-plus points on the evening in fantasy. Colts, too many weapons. End of the third. 2nd and 7. The speedster, T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty.
Defender for falls a 33-yard touchdown. Double coverage.
He's big time now.
And he beats it. 33-21 Colts. Hilton, monster game. 233 yards on 9 catches. Trying to put it away, 3rd and 12. Luck, though, can't handle the snap. Yeah, Watt jumps
this.
On
look
it.
Look at this. I thought Houston had a problem, but no. Watch J.J. Watt. You don't know anything about this. Watch him do the nay-nay. Hey.
It's not the nay-nay.
That is the nay-nay.
No, it's the J.J.
Oh!
That was good.
That was good.
The Texans
are just too much.
Andy goes on to win 33. I don't think Akbar's going to recover for the rest of the segment. Here are your fantasy leaders. You see it, Andrew Luck with the nearly 25 points. T.Y. Hilton finally gets into the end zone, and he
went
does
off.
It. Yeah, announces his arrival to the fantasy football season. Andre Johnson, just about 14, and Arian Foster with the 26-plus. So we have a chance to talk about the winning side and the big story Thursday night, T.Y. Hilton. We were waiting for this. We know the speed. We know he can do it because he did it last year. 9 targets, 223 yards, and a touchdown. That is 28-plus fantasy points. Akbar, we've been waiting for it all year.
Yeah, we have. I mean, you talked about that 9 targets. Well, how about the fact that when you look at the 9 targets, he had 9 receptions. So he caught all of the balls that Andrew Luck threw to him. But you look at the way he was just running his routes. He was there. He was efficient. You know, when they went man, you saw him on those end cuts, those long balls. Every single – I mean, just dial up the route tree because he was there and he was on point. And Andrew Luck just developed that rapport, and they trust him. The fact that they would leave him sometimes, you know, one-on-one. I mean, he was beating his guys – off the block. I mean, it was a phenomenal performance by T.Y. Hilton. I think you can expect that, especially when you have Reggie Wayne, who's opposite of him.
It begs the question, Fabs. Sell high?
Yes, no doubt about it. Sell high on him right now.
All right.
And he dominates the Houston Texans every time
but
he plays
you
them.
You know, the one thing I would say about selling high on T.Y. Hilton is that Andrew Luck is playing, I mean, at an all-time high.
Certainly.
Right now. I think his production
Absolutely.
Is going to be tied in with Andrew Luck.
Still,
and he'll continue to grow.
He still has his.
First
I mean, clearly Reggie Wayne is his favorite target there. So let's talk about Andrew Luck and what he was able to put together.
What
I mean,
can you say?
Exactly.
He's
looks,
awesome.
Looks like he's going to be the fantasy season MVP. What about trading for Andrew Luck? Would you give up Drew Brees to get Andrew Luck? Would you give up Aaron Rodgers to get Andrew Luck?
No.
You're still not going to do
right,
that.
The only quarterback that maybe I would do straight up is Peyton Manning, and then I don't even know if I would do that because this is the magical season for Andrew Luck. This is a guy who is becoming an elite fantasy quarterback. He's been very good from a fantasy perspective. Last year, he was in the top 5, but now he is putting up just unbelievable gangbusters numbers. This guy is so accurate with the deep ball. You see him there hitting T.Y. Hilton, and he's been just so phenomenal both on the field and from a fantasy perspective. Houston had come into this game. They were tough on quarterbacks. It didn't matter for Andrew Luck. He went out there and put up over 20 fantasy points yet again.
You know, when you say magical, you're saying like, what, over 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns?
He's on pace.
Season,
he's
like
on pace for it right
last
now.
Year. Yeah.
Oh. He's on pace for 5,050 right now. So, yeah, if you have Drew Brees or I don't know about Aaron Rodgers. That one would scare me. But I think Drew Brees, see what you got. Try to lob it out there. See if someone will take
know.
It. See if they'll take it.
Do you really want to trade Andrew Luck
No,
right
I'm
now?
Saying if you have Drew Brees,
see
if you can go fishing
in that
a little
case,
bit there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, Fabs. Get that cane pole. Put a little bait on the end. Put that bait in the water,
I'm
man.
I'm confused
right there.
Because I know how much you love Drew Brees.
I do.
You'd never trade him.
I wouldn't. But maybe somebody else will. Other side of the ball. Check this out. These were our projections yesterday, guys, for
Elliot
Thursday Night
Harrison.
Football. Well, everybody
well
thought that Arian Foster was going to have a good game. I mean, Fabs, you got basically 110 yards and a touchdown.
Yes.
Same with you, Akbar. But Elliot felt something bigger, and he was only off by a point and a half. And I'm sure a lot of people watching at home yesterday were like, 27 and a half points for Arian Foster. Well, 26 and
Elliot's
a half.
Elliot's watching this right now, and he is smiling.
It is.
It's a good call by Elliot.
Just hearkening back to our preseason conversations going into fantasy drafts, we pointed out that Arian Foster was probably the scariest pick in fantasy because you knew it was going to probably take a late first rounder to get him, and it's working.
Yeah, it has.
It really has. I mean, the way he pressed the line of scrimmage in this game and his cutback vision was on point. Everything was there for him. I mean, even in the zone run, the stretches, he got there, and it looked easy for Arian Foster, which made it a little scary. I mean, typically you see some of these guys run really hard. He was just so fluid. Like, he just didn't even break stride. It was just his gait was beautiful. Everything about his performance was big time.
Andre Johnson had double digits there, 13.9. Really was the only receiver Fitzpatrick was targeting last night.
I was expecting to walk out of my place and see pigs flying because Andre Johnson scored a touchdown, and that never, ever happens.
Pigs don't fly.
I know that. And Andre Johnson doesn't score a touchdown. See, that's why I said it, Akbar. I was trying to make a joke, and clearly it went right over your head, just like the flying pig. But Andre Johnson has been so inconsistent this season. And this is his first big game. I'm selling high on Andre Johnson right now.
One thing, I'd say slow your roll on freaking out over DeAndre Hopkins. He's been up, down, up, down. Last night, like we said, for whatever reason, Ryan Fitzpatrick only had eyes for Andre Johnson. So moving forward, there's enough good matchups left on the schedule. I have no problem putting Nuke into a flex spot. People always freak out with the numbers they see last. And because he had just that one catch last night, I don't think that's a reason to stash Nuke on your bench for a couple weeks here. Go ahead, keep playing him. He's not a wide receiver, one, but he's also not someone that belongs on your bench.
Even the best wide receivers are going to have a bad
game.
Exactly.
Happens to all of them. Megatron included. And by the way, I remember seeing Pink Floyd in like 1988, Man and Pigs Were Flying. It was just a giant pig. It was unbelievable. So I'm just saying
they have seen them fly.
Coming up, we've got a rapid fire scenario session to help you sort through all your, you know what I'm talking about, running backs and wide receiver dilemmas. Plus, if you've got more losses than wins right now, there's still hope. You won't want to miss our list of super sleepers that can help revive your season. This is NFL Fantasy Live. Comfortably numb. Unreal, man. Annual screening saves lives. Help finish the fight against breast cancer by visiting NFL.com/pink to celebrate the NFL and American Cancer Society's first ever A Crucial Catch Day on October 25th. It's time now for player comparisons presented by SAP. We welcome you back to NFL Fantasy Live. Matt Money Smith here with Fabs, Michael Fabiano, Marcus Grant. And today we're going to put running backs and wide receivers head to head. All right, you have tough decisions to make here. See who the better start might be for week six. So we're going to put a clock up. How about 1 minute and let it rip. First scenario, gentlemen, better start. Alfred Morris versus the Cardinals or Brandon Oliver versus the Raiders. Fabs, go.
I'm going Brandon Oliver here. Easy one.
Yeah, Brandon Oliver because Raiders.
Because he's number 43 and he looks like Darren Sproles and Raiders. Better start. Marcus, start us off. Frank Gore versus the Rams or Andre Williams replacing Jennings there versus the Eagles?
I'm going to go Frank Gore. The Rams are giving up about 150 yards on the ground per game. I like that.
I like both. I like Williams a tad more.
So you're saying play both. One in the flex or both in the running backs. Yep. All right, here we go. Let's keep it going on the ground. Ronnie Hillman taking over for Monte Ball versus the Jets or Justin Forsett against the Buccaneers.
He said Raiders. I'm saying Buccaneers. Start Forsett.
I'm going Forsett for the same reason.
All right. This is clearly not as well. I guess I don't know. I want you guys to be a little bit more angry. How about Ben Tate versus the Steelers? Steven Jackson versus the Bears. Marcus.
I'm going to go Ben Tate just because he ran really hard last week. He looked really good last week.
All right. How about
I'm going Steven Jackson.
There we go. That's what we want. Conflict.
Love the matchup.
Tell him why that was such a stupid selection. Tell him, Bears. Tell him. There
run
we go.
Defense.
Works for me. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to do it. That's 1 minute.
Here, Marty.
No, we just got. How about Fred Jackson or Doug Martin? Quick.
Fred Jackson.
All right. Let's move on to the wide receiver position. And again, we'll put a minute on the clock and I will completely ignore it. Let's see how many scenarios we can get through. Better start, Golden Tate versus the Vikings or Steve Smith Sr. It's on his jersey versus the Buccaneers.
I'm going triple S. I think with Calvin Johnson out, Golden Tate's going to get locked up.
Yeah. And how do you not start him? I mean, Steve. But I guess.
What Marcus
there
said.
We go. All right, well, then you get first pick this time. Keenan Allen versus the Raiders, and I think you're just going to say Raiders. Or Michael Floyd versus the Redskins.
I'm going to say Logan Thomas.
That's
forget
problem.
It. You got to go Keenan Allen there.
Yeah, I think you got to go Keenan Allen.
This is too good. It's too easy.
That's too easy. Yeah,
Percy Harvin versus the Cowboys. Roddy White versus the Bears.
I'm going to go Roddy White. Just that Bears secondary is a mess.
It's brutal.
Percy. They need to get him a touchdown this week.
He had three last week.
He did?
Oh, too bad none of them counted.
Not so much.
Here we go. It's a tough one. DeSean Jackson versus the Cardinals. That secondary with a banged up Patrick Peterson or Kelvin Benjamin coming off a bad week against the Bengals. He'll be facing the Bengals.
Don't like either one. I'll go the rookie, Benjamin.
All right.
I'm going to go D. Jackson this one. I just think he's kind of all or nothing. Maybe this is an all.
Last one here. Julian Edelman, again, coming off a tough week versus the Bills, or Brian Quick, who's on pace to be one of the top fantasy receivers in the league against the 49ers.
I'm going Brian Quick. Niners have problems with big wide receivers.
I'm going Edelman.
All right. There we go. Finally, now you guys can fight behind me. As I say, all right, fantasy fans, if you're not sure which players to start each week, check out the player comparison tool with insights from SAP. Exclusive only to NFL.com fantasy users. It will compare recent performances and matchups to help you decide who to start and who to sit. Check it out at NFL.com/fantasy. Now, for more on how weather, yes, Mother Nature might impact this weekend's games, here is Jim Kosek of KCTV in Kansas City.
Well, 'tis the time for picking pumpkins as well as peeping at leaves. Dirty, rotten, filthy, wet leaves. And the way those leaves get wet, guys, is with a little thing called H2O, which is going to be settling southward slowly as we go through week six weekend. That means Titans, Jags, get wet. Could be one or two thunderstorms, mostly in the form of rain, temps in the 70s. Love temps in the 70s. And listen, the pack attack hasn't played in temperatures in excess of 76 so far this year. Now it's 86 with the humidity. Whoo! Gosh, it's hot. And when the offensive line breaks down, when it's this humid outside, got to be careful about your running backs, guys. I cannot preach that enough. Passing shower up in the land of 1,000 lakes. And meanwhile, the rain in Seattle holding off until mostly after the game's over. Enjoy week 6.
Thank you, Jim. And for all you fancy folks that think you're smarter and went, oh, Minnesota's in a dome. No, it's not. The dome is gone. The Hubert Humphrey Dome is gone. They're playing outdoors at the University of Minnesota.
Why is he not wearing Royals gear?
You know what? Maybe he didn't want to offend the Cardinals fans out there, since it's going to be an all-Missouri World Series. And there's Baltimore fans. Perhaps the Orioles sneak in. All right, enough baseball. Cheater, cheater, and Angels, whatever. Tight end position. Certainly one of the trickiest in fantasy. Right. So up next, are you a Giants guy, Marcus?
No.
All right.
Of course, Dodgers.
Sort things out as they give you their top starts for Week 6. And speaking of tight ends, well, there he is, sitting down. You're going to catch up with him here in a minute, Fabs. One of the greatest tight ends of all time, Antonio Gates, joins the program next.
Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. Now I'm pleased to be joined by Chargers superstar tight end Antonio Gates. Antonio, how you doing, my man?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, back in 2011, you were on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. You were talking about fantasy football with Paul Rudd and how fantasy has made you more recognizable. So I'm guessing the fans must recognize you and love you a lot so far this season.
I have your true Antonio Gates fans, and then I have your, you know, so-called fantasy fans who enjoys when I'm doing well and, scoring points for them. So, one thing about fantasy has taken society in general by storm, just because, I've seen guys or people in public and most of the time they think they truly, they can say what they want to say to you just because of fantasy. So, it's been a situation where most of the time offensive guys getting recognition, but it's kind of been a up and down situation for me because I get nasty messages here and there, just depending on my productivity.
Well, you know what? We have nothing but good things to say about you this season, my man. 5 touchdowns already this year. What has been the biggest reason for your resurgence in the stat sheets?
I like to think that it's just the surrounding cast. And when I say that, I don't just mean the guys that's on the football field that's playing. I mean from the coaching staff on down. They put together such a tremendous plan. And as players, we try to go out and execute it, and it takes more than just one player to execute a plan in order for us to win the game. I like to throw in the fact that we're winning, too, and starting to get national recognition. So I think it all, all together, it's every piece of the puzzle that's helped me, kind of resurge my career and having the season I'm having thus far.
Phillip Rivers has always been a great quarterback, but he's having an MVP-caliber start to 2014. Is this the best you've ever seen him play?
I mean, he's playing at an unbelievable rate right now. To me, and I'm biased, I've been here with him for a decade now. I think it's more surprising to the people who's not around him every day, or the people outside of San Diego. The national exposure that he's starting to receive now is well due, and he's always been that kind of player for the Chargers. He's always been that kind of player and that leader in this locker room. I think now he's starting to get the national recognition that he deserves. And like I say, couldn't come to a better player, more so a better person than a guy like Phillip.
Keenan Allen, your teammate, the wide receiver, had a great rookie year, but he's had a slow start to 2014. Do you expect him to turn things around?
Yeah, of course. He's an unbelievable talent. He has an unbelievable upside. And I think one thing you got to understand from an offense perspective, we're trying to do the best thing we can to win a football game. And sometimes, teams want to take Keenan out of the game plan, or they want to double Keenan or whatever they want to do. It's up to myself and other guys around him to kind of make those plays that presents himself, and that's what we've been doing. This system is predicated around unselfishness and guys playing for one another, and that's what we've been doing thus far.
Brandon Oliver had over 30 fantasy points last week. Tell me a little bit about this guy, because a lot of people don't know about Oliver.
Well, I mean, when I say he's an unbelievable talent, I haven't seen nobody with that kind of explosiveness and quickness in a long time. And he's someone who's definitely added another addition to what we can do from an offensive standpoint. And I'll be shocked to see us, not use him at this point. He's been able to step in, and his number was called last week, and he was huge. he gave us the opportunity to win the football game. And I think that's the sum to sum up what we believe in and how we try to go about our business, is that when your number is called and your time presents itself, you want to take advantage of it to try to help us win a football game.
Hey, Antonio, thank you so much. Continued success. And, you know, the fantasy fans appreciate out there, it, we love you, man. We love you.
I appreciate it.
All right, take care, man. All right. For now, all right, let's throw it back to Money and the guys for some more.
All right. Thank you, Fabs. Go Golden Flashes at Kent State, right? Basketball, not football. Oh, yeah. Basketball when it comes to Antonio Gates. How about Oliver wearing 43, too?
Because, you know, we
so spectacular.
He's a big
so spectacular.
Be your own guy.
Philip Rivers, I'm sure.
Why not wear number 21?
Why not, right?
Why not? Why not? Did anybody wear it?
No, all right, Marcus Akbar Rank. Antonio Gates has a great matchup this week against the Raiders, likely going to be started in all those leagues where he is owned. So we're going to look at some other tight end matchups that we like for week six. Akbar, get us started.
Well, I have to go with another good matchup, and that's the Jaguars against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Delanie Walker is going up against these guys, and it's just going to be very difficult. We saw that Kendall Wright went off last week against the Cleveland Browns, and so that makes it very likely that they're going to be focusing and putting a lot of attention. He had two touchdowns. So Delanie Walker, you're going to see him matched up against those safeties and the linebackers. But I'll tell you what makes him such a special talent is his physical nature. He's not only fast, but he's physical. He's strong. That's AKA swole. So he's able to press those linebackers off of him and create separation. And that's why he's going to continue to get big games.
A top five tight end this season, and one that was picked up off the waiver wire. One that wasn't picked up off the waiver wire, likely drafted though in the late rounds. A great start this week, Rank.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, last week the Chicago Bears expressed some regret that they let him go. And similarly, I expressed the same regret by not drafting him and sitting there and streaming some tight ends. But Olsen has just been one of the most consistent tight ends out there. He's had one down week, but you know what? He's one of those targets near the red zone, as you see right there. Cam's always looking for him. And even without Steve Smith, he's still been able to go out there and flourish. And you think about this team, they don't have the threat of a running game, and Olsen is still doing pretty well. So if they get some of those running backs going, if they get a running game established, Olsen can be even better.
I'm going to go ahead and take a man who had zero targets and zero catches last week to have a great week, and that is Larry Dinell, because that's the outlier. You look at the previous four games, and you'll see eight targets, nine targets, six targets, eight targets. So the zero, an aberration of sorts. And you look at the point production, over 10 points his first week out, and, of course, the big three-touchdown performance when he failed to start himself in his own fantasy league. For 23.5 points, the Eagles have played really good tight ends this year. So when you see that they've allowed an awful lot of points to him, that is a product of it. But Dinell's a good tight end, and going up against the Eagles, he is a good start this week. And I know, Marcus, you're going to be kind of keeping an eye on game time decision when it comes to your tight end.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at Jordan Reed this week, who hasn't played yet this season, as he's kind of been dealing with concussion issues and injury issues and that sort of thing. So he is a game time decision. I like him, though, because the Cardinals have been notoriously bad against tight ends the last couple of seasons. They've had issues. Six of their seven starters from last year in the front seven are gone because of either injury, suspension, free agency, what have you. So Jordan Reed I like, and if he's not there, Niles Paul, equally good play for Washington.
So either way, Washington tight end.
Washington tight end.
You're going Tecmo Bowe style.
Yes, yeah.
Washington T.E. is what you're starting. All right, let's take a look at the top 10 tight end starts based on the aggregate rankings from our NFL.com postings. There you see Julius Thomas, number one. Looks like he very well may end up as the top producing tight end this season. No Jimmy Graham because he is on a bye, so don't freak out. We're not off of Jimmy Graham.
Relax.
Already. Gronk, of course, coming off a good effort, and he seems to be getting a little bit better every week that passes. Vernon Davis there looking to come back from that back injury, and you see the rest of our top 20. All of that always available. Well, anytime you want because the internet is on demand. All right, still to come. Choosing the right quarterback to start can make or break a week. So we're here to help. When we return, we will reveal our list of must-start QBs for week six. Still to come on NFL Fantasy Live, Adam Rank is dishing out all of his likes and dislikes for week six. Find out who's got the green light and who will be riding the pine. Plus, QB matchups that are too good to pass up. Find out which gunslinger will get you that big W this weekend. And Le'Veon Bell is live and ready to talk all things black and yellow, black and yellow. The second-year stud sounds off on the Steelers' stellar offense. This is NFL Fantasy Live. Enough out of you. Back to NFL Fantasy Live presented by Bose. Matt Money Smith here. Bose, by the way. Yeah, Bose. Official, you know what we're saying. Akbar. Marcus, remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter at NFL fantasy. I'm just saying, if you check the news wires, maybe you heard something about that. Week 6 kicked off Thursday night between the Colts and Texans. So let's get right to it. The highlights. And there were highlights. No more. I averaged 29-point margin of victory in this one.
It looked Andrew like it was Luck, going to be in the beginning,
J.J.
though.
Watt, who was more fun to watch? I vote Watt. Colts come out blazing up 10-0 on the 5-second and goal. And Ahmad Bradshaw
got
does
him,
the rest
coach.
For the 5-yard score. Luck finishes with nearly 25 fantasy points, down 27-14. Texans try to come back. There he is, Arian Foster.
Any question that he's back?
A monster evening.
And we're not talking about his back.
6-plus points. Here we go, Colts. Too many weapons. End of the third, 2nd and 7. And again, it's T.Y.
Hilton. Now watch the speed that he uses to separate in the double coverage. Nice by T.Y.
Swearinger was on top of him. He was bracketed. He just made a nice and jump split, and attached the ball at the peak.
Did you see him split it?
Are you guys going to start up again today?
233 yards. Colts win. 33. I'm just saying. You're saying, look how he beats this.
No,
Swearinger's
look how
on top
he
of him.
Separates.
Andrew
separate
Luck,
and split the double team.
I'm going to separate the two of you.
He doesn't know about the split the
double teams. Why isn't J.J. Watt on this list?
You know what? You're right.
Can I put him in my
Texans
flex
defense
spot?
He has
more touchdowns than LeSean McCoy.
I want
Texans
him in my flex
defense
spot.
Is with the 12 points there. So there you go. A good night of fantasy points on both sides of the ball, which we haven't seen for a while for Thursday Night Football. Here you go, our quarterback rankings. And Andrew Luck, our aggregate, had at number 4. And that means Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, and Aaron Rodgers got some work to do because he posted 25 points. And then you get to rankings 11 through 20, and you'll see some questions to be made, or I should say some decisions to be made for guys like Tom Brady, Tony Romo, Cam Newton, all QB1s, but you see in a 14-team league, just on the outside of that list. So let's talk about some Week 6 quarterback matchups that we do like. Fabs, where are you going?
I'm going to Chi-Town and Jay Cutler, okay, who has been one of the best draft bargains in fantasy football. This is a guy that wasn't picked until after the 10th round. He's playing the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome. And I don't know about you guys, but you smell that?
What is that?
I smell a barn burner. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game, which means, would you stop it? Which means that I believe in Jay Cutler, and I think he's going to have a very nice stat line. 8 touchdown passes in his last 3 road games, over 17 fantasy points in 2 straight games. A lot of points going up on the board in the Georgia Dome this weekend. Start Jay Cutler.
It's appropriate, Akbar, that we cap off your week of Kaepernick. That was punny. With some more Kaepernick talk, because you love the Monday night matchup.
I can't believe you hit me up with the pun, but I tell you what's not a pun is the production that you're going to get out of Colin Kaepernick, just because when you look at the St. Louis Rams, they don't have that same force. What made them so deadly was the force that they brought off the edge with Chris Long and Robert Quinn. Well, Chris Long out, obviously, there's no pressure. This is a team with only 1 sack. That's not good enough. And you get a guy like Colin Kaepernick, he's going to run all over this defense, especially what Russell Wilson did this past last week. You know teams are really going to be nervous about his ability to run. That's what makes him such a special talent. I expect him to have a big game against the St. Louis Rams.
All right, how about it, Marcus?
I'm going Big Ben here. I know the Browns secondary, if just watch them play, they have not been good this year. And it doesn't matter which corner you're talking about. Joe Hayden, Buster Screen, Justin Gilbert. They have all struggled this year. And Ben had a decent stat line in week 1 against this team, 365 pass yards and a touchdown. You look at the other quarterbacks that they have, I guess, kind of slowed down, but it's been a struggling Drew Brees, an inconsistent Joe Flacco, and then the combination of Jake Locker and Charlie Whitehurst. That's not particularly spectacular. I like Ben Roethlisberger to have a good day, especially throwing a number 84 right there. I think some good things could happen.
If I wanted to be laconic, I would just say Matt Ryan's playing the Bears on turf.
What did you say?
But we have this film that's known as B-roll in the industry that has to run. So I'm going to say things like, well, even though the offensive line has been banged up, the Bears' defensive line has been banged up. And even if those front 4 or front 7, if they choose to blitz, get to Matt Ryan, the back end of the Bears' defense has been so bad this season that a wildly talented duo like Julio Jones and Roddy White is going to do some serious damage, which means Matt Ryan is going to do some serious damage this week on the turf in Atlanta. Expect him to get back to his first 2 weeks form against what is a beat-up group of defenders for Chicago. For a few Week 6 QB matchups we don't like, be sure to visit NFL.com/now to download the app for free. We'll dish out more dudes exclusively for you, the NFL Now viewers. Now for more, we throw it over now to Adam Rank.
Thanks, Money. That's right. It's time for Like, Dislike, presented
by Corona. What's up, fantasy people? Every week I give you my likes and dislikes in the world of sports, TV, movies, wrestling. And this week, what was Tony Romo thinking when he called Jason Witten the best Cowboy ever? He might not even be the best tight end in Cowboys history, but enough about that. I want to talk about my quarterbacks and my first like of the week, Russell Wilson. Now he's going up against those Cowboys defense, who has been better than anticipated, thanks in no small part to coordinator Rod Marinelli. That's right. The only coach in NFL history to go 0-16 in one season has got the Cowboys playing pretty well. None of this, of course, matters to me because Wilson has been one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the league. He's had at least two touchdown passes in every game this year, and he leads all QBs in rushing as he's good for about an extra 5 points per game. What's not to like? And if you have Wilson and another quarterback on your team, seriously, trade the other dude. Let's move on to running back, where I like Ben Tate. Now, look, you know this is an honest opinion here because there is no bigger fan of Terrence West than me. But Tate returned last week and looked pretty good. The offensive line was opening holes so big, Peyton Hillis himself could have returned and had a huge game. The last time Tate played against the Steelers was in week one, and he gained like 200 yards on six attempts, though. You know, you might want to double check that. But really, he was outstanding. So I say you continue to ride Tate while you can because, well, you know, I don't even want to breathe that into life. So let's just move on. I don't like Zach Stacy this week, though. And you know me, I'm Mr. Monday Night. I like to play dudes on Monday because it always gives me that chance that it could just come through. But I just can't do it this week with Stacy against the 49ers, who've allowed the fewest fantasy points to running backs. I don't want to be sitting there on Monday morning being like, oh, man, if I could just get 4 points from Stacy, I win. Then he runs for 38 yards, and I end up headlining the Monday nightmare. I'm not going out like that because probably I will be losing by more than just 4 points. And finally, I like Brandon Marshall. A lot of you need to chill the heck out when it comes to him. Are you really going to challenge the guy who's delivered fantasy gold for you throughout the years? He's been a little banged up, but he's going to get it going this week. Seriously, do you think Jay Cutler is going to let him toil like that, do you? No. Play him. If somebody in your league is panicking, then trade for him. This guy is going to be just fine. And those were some of my likes and dislikes for the week. And do you think we're done? Oh, you're so cute. Of course, here are some more names. You heard Michael talk about Jay Cutler. Dre Ellington. This is somebody we don't talk about a lot, but he's got a great matchup against the Washington Football Club. DeSean Jackson, I like him this week against the Arizona Cardinals defense, which is similar to the way the Seahawks are built. So you can have a little bit of work there. Greg Olsen, I talked about him earlier in the show. Some of the guys I don't like, Tom Brady, can't do it. Stephen Ridley, Brian Quick, again, that San Francisco matchup is going to be a little bit too tough. And Jason Witten, I will not entertain that. All right, that was Like Dislike presented by Corona. Now, don't touch that dial, fantasy fans, because we're about to achieve lineup nirvana, not the Dave Grohl version. But you're not going to want to miss our list of top sleepers for week six. But first, we sit down with second-year sensation Le'Veon Bell. The former Michigan State Spartan is here to talk all things Steelers and selfies when NFL Fantasy Live returns.
Let's go, baby. Game time.
All right, welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. I am pleased to be joined by the Steelers superstar running back, Le'Veon Bell. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I see you rocking the J's. You're looking sharp. I need to ask you, man, this season, a lot different from last year. I know you put in a lot of work during the offseason with your trainer, who used to be my personal trainer, Pete Bomarito. What's been that big difference as far as your training?
You know, I think, you know, just in the summer, I took a lot of time out just to get my feet a little quicker. I lost some weight and just really worked on my explosiveness in my first step. That's what really helped me take that next step coming into this year. And I just feel so great, and I feel, you know, wonderful. I'm just glad to be out here with my teammates and do the things that I'm able to do.
Well, you talk about that explosion. I'm watching you on tape. I love the way that you're really pressing the line of scrimmage. You're on pace for nearly 1,800 yards, 1,000 yards receiving. What has it been like? What is so special? What's so different in this offense that has clicked for you?
You know, I just think I got a more sense of comfortability. You know what I mean? I'm more comfortable with the offensive line, obviously with Seven and the coaches. You know, it just coming more cleanly to me, I guess you can say. It's The game kind of slowed down for me, starting to feel a little bit more how I was in college. And I'm just excited, and now I got a sense of understanding. So I'm just trying to take off and go to that next level.
Now, I know it's got to be pretty cool playing next to Big Ben. Is he still cool? Does he still walk around with a lot of that swag? Have you picked up on some of that from Big Ben?
Yeah, Ben always got that swagger. You know what I mean? Ben is a great guy. Obviously one of the better quarterbacks in this league, and I wouldn't want to play for anybody else.
What have you learned from Big Ben?
I mean, he teaches me so much things. You know what I mean? Even running my routes out of the backfield, you know, when I'm splitting up at wideout, he always, you know, tell me little things about, you know, if it's 3rd and 6, make sure you get to 7. And sometimes I won't have to break out, just kind of turn around, or, you know, just little things he'll try to help me out with, or with the mic point protection-wise, you know. In a sense, I try to help him out too, you know, because I know he have a lot on his plate, you know, so I always try to, you know, make sure I'm looking at the play clock for him, because he got a lot of things going on in the huddle, getting people set up and lined up, you know, so we both help each other out.
Now, you were talking about running routes. I'm surprised you don't go to your boy, your teammate Antonio Brown. He's having a great year as well, on pace for 1,500 yards. What are you seeing out of Antonio Brown that's making him so electric this year?
Man, he's just one of those guys who really can't, you know, be touched. I mean, you see a lot of corners, you know, try to press him at the line of scrimmage. They really can't even touch him because he's so quick. He's so dynamic. He can get in and out of his cuts, you know, amazingly quick. And I always joke around with AB. I'd be like, man, AB, you really like a running back in a sense, you know, because when he gets the ball in his hands, you know, he turns into a running back. You know, he makes guys miss in open space. He just gets going.
All right. Now, look, I follow you on Twitter and I follow you on Instagram, man. I'm here to kind of help you out, man. I need to step in here for some intervention. I noticed that you like to take a lot of selfies, so I have a gift for you, all right? Let me call in my gift here. You see, this is a gift for you here. Can you see this? Look at this. What is going on? What are you doing? What is this? I mean, I see you here. Are you in the locker room right before the game or something like that? Without your shirt on here? You got your big glasses on here? So, what do you do? Why do you take so many selfies?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times I'll just, you know, be sitting around. I guess I'll be wearing something or, you know, in a hotel or something, bored in my room, bored. I don't know. But I just, it's just something to do, I guess. I mean, give an image of my face, let people know what I look like and things like that, you know, because I wasn't on TV a lot. I'm still not on TV a lot, but you know, the more it started to come around and the more people started to see my face, I guess I just wanted to see my face seen, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You know, I like a lot of your stuff, especially your little thing on the Jordans, too, and people showing off their Jordans. I watched that, too. But I've got a little something for you. I went out to pay a little homage and respect to you. I went out and I did my own selfie thing here. So this is my best impersonation of Le'Veon Bell. I even did – look at this. Look at this shot here. Look, I'm not – look, no. You're not the only one working out with Pete Bomarito. I got my swole going on too, huh? See? You see how Pete got me right? Look at this, the tie. You're going to be in the ties very soon, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I'm starting to – I like the ties. I'm starting to try to go bow tie, though. I'm starting to get more into the bow ties, for real.
Yeah, I'm not into the bow tie. But, look, I'm going to send this to Pittsburgh, so this is going to be yours. So this is my Oprah gift to you. But, hey, man, thank you so much for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, no problem. All right, now, you guys stick around, fantasy fans, because we've got some super sleepers for your lineup. Find out who we say is about to ball out this weekend.
With NFL Now, never miss another game highlight ever. Subscribe today and you'll get instant game highlights on all your devices. Download the NFL Now app today. Learn more at NFL.com/now. Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. Matt Money Smith here. All the guys over here. We're going to talk about some Week 6 sleepers. What do you got, Babs? Deep sleepers. Let's go.
Mohamed Sanu. And this is a guy who is available on the waiver wire in a lot of leagues right now on NFL.com. A.J. Green banged up. Marvin Jones banged up. So he will be the guy that Andy Dalton is targeting. And, oh, by the way, they're playing the Carolina Panthers. They've given up 11 touchdown catches in their last 4 road games. I know you love that stat,
Money. There is no Sanu like good Sanu, and that's Mohamed Sanu. How about it, Marcus?
Oh, Gary, can you reference, really?
Why don't you just let it fly under the radar and let the people pick it up and recognize it?
My bad. Chris Ivory is the guy I'm going with here. This is a volume play. I know he's been struggling the last couple of weeks, but you look at that Jets quarterback situation. It is a disaster. Plus, if New York's going to be successful this week, it's going to be keeping Peyton Manning and that Broncos offense off the field. That means running the football repeatedly. I think Chris Ivory gets the ball in his hands a lot. I just like the fact he's going to get a lot of touches.
I like that pass you just threw to him.
Thanks.
It was nice.
You got a running back there for us, Ray?
I do. Storm Johnson. How could a guy named Storm not be good at professional football? It's so awesome. He was
able to be a race car driver.
Well, he could have been in the American Gladiators. There's a lot of different locations he could have gone to, but he's been playing running back for the Jags and doing pretty well. You know, it's a situation where Toby Gerhardt came in and failed.
All right.
And I think a lot of us have egg on our face because of that. But Storm is going to pick it up, and I like to start on this week. Great matchup.
Akbar, I'm going to guess you like Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, that's right, Big Sis. You already see the B-roll there. But if you've been watching on our network, Finding Giants feature story behind scouts, you remember when they went out there and found Odell Beckham,
he's
the talent?
Stud.
And it's now starting to come in. He's healthy. You saw that in his performance against the Atlanta Falcons. I think that carries over to the Philadelphia Eagles this week. This is going to be a big game for him. Eli Manning and this offense is going to work.
I'm going to go confirmation bias. I've had Tim Wright stashed on a couple teams.
Guy,
I do. And Fabs, I know you're trying to tell people, well, the Bills have only given up the fewest points to tight ends.
I didn't say anything.
How about this? They played the Dolphins, Clay, the Chargers, who ran the ball 40 times and passed it about 10, the Texans, who have Garrett Graham, and the Lions, who have nobody at the tight end position. Timmy Wright going to put it on those Bills this week, because look, this is a big time AFC East showdown as well, and we know how Bill Belichick and Tom Brady typically perform in those contests.
Solid move.
That was good.
Solid move, Monty.
Don't point out our references,
like
Marcus.
That?
Yes. That's going to do it for us here. We'll see you Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern on NFL Now on the NFL Red Zone channel with all the latest injury news and fantasy notes leading up to kickoff.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.